see when Allama Ja'fari has a good communication and writing different letters and receiving responses from Bertrand Russell, who is known as a philosopher in the West, it shows that he was really understanding the language they would talk in.
He mentioned in his lecture, philosophy is to answer four questions. Number one, the interaction of human being with himself. Number two, the interaction of human being with God. Number three, the interaction of human being with the universe. Number four, interaction of human being with the other individuals of his society.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in The Teacher.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Ata, the host of this program. You're listening to The Teacher. The Teacher is mainly concerned with the life and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, jurists, and scholars of the world of Islam. And today, for today's episode, we want to continue our discussion on the life of the late Allama Muhammad Taghi Ja'fari. With me in the studio are two guest speakers, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziya Nias. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, dear brother.
So, in our previous episode, we said that the late Muhammad Taghi Ja'fari is mainly known as an Allama, a person who has mastery over different fields of studies. And this is not what all the clerics or the clergymen of the Islamic houses or the seminaries are able to proceed. That's why he's mainly known as Allama. I mean, he has mastery over literature, philosophy, fiqh, usul, and different fields of studies. He has come into a natural balagha and aesthetics. Even he was mainly concerned with the cinematic form and the artistic forms and the music, you know. And this is why made Allama Ja'fari very much different and distinguished from the other ones. Sheikh Ziya Nias, let's talk a little bit about this. He has interactions with the most outstanding figures of his time. I mean, in the fields of philosophy, and we know in that time, through writing the letters on the paper and pen, paper and ink, you know, he was able to make connections with them and with the outstanding ones in the other parts of the world. This makes it very much, I think, difficult. But this zeal of the late Allama Ja'fari made him very much famous. Talk a little bit about this spirit of Allama Ja'fari for us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Allama Ja'fari was very worried about the interaction with other people from different cultures and different religions. And when we go through his life, we may find that this interesting and this, you know, way of thinking was rooted in his looking to the universe.
That's right.
For example, Professor Hisao Nakanishi from Japan, she's talking about Allama Ja'fari because she has also some discussions with Allama Ja'fari. She says that Allama Ja'fari had many different angles in his life, but I want to highlight this angle of his life, that he was a prominent scholar about Islamic civilization. Mm-hmm. And he knew the history of Islamic civilization, and he knew about the history of wisdom and philosophy in Islamic civilization. That's why he was worried about the future of human being.
That's all right.
So, you know, she does not mentioning that Allama Ja'fari was worrying about Muslims or about the Muslim countries. No.
Okay.
She says that Allama Ja'fari was worried about the human being, the future of human being.
Very good.
And maybe this is the main point that pushes Allama Ja'fari toward this approach.
That's right.
To have connection with people around himself, even people who are very far away from him.
That's
in
right.
Western countries or even in East, in Japan and other countries.
Yes.
So he was not resting in his house in Qom or Najaf or in Tehran. He had this, you know, feel.
That's right.
That I have responsibility about human being in the world. That's why he had tried.
and he did his best to have interaction in different fields, especially in philosophy, with other cultures and other religions.
And the effort in order to answer these fundamental questions, I mean, the relation of human beings with God, with the universe himself, and the individuals of the societies, in a world that is very much inclined toward the liberal capitalism, you know, and being day by day away from the religious point of view, is better to say, or a spiritual point of view. And the effort in order to find the answer to these questions, I think, is very much admirable from the side of the cleric who is from Tabriz. His language is Turkish, but he has mastery over, for example, the Arabic language, and he tries to have connection. And we know that so many of the Western philosophers were looking for the answers to these fundamental questions, had no picture of what's happening in the world of Islam on that time, especially in the world of Shiite Islam, you know? And this is what makes Allama Ja'fari as a bridge between the Shia mysticism and the Shia world into the Western world. Sheikh Mahdavi, what's your take on that?
If we are talking about such approach and having concern about the future of human being, as our brother mentioned, we have to say that when we look at the works of Allama Ja'fari, we see that at the same time that he was studying in Hauza, meaning Hauza, Islamic Hauza, and also studying the Western philosophy, he was not a mere student for Western philosophy. Why? Because among his works, we can see a lot of critical works against, not to say against, but at least it was a critical work on the philosophy of Descartes, the philosophy of Hume, on the philosophy of Kant.
Yes.
To criticize a thought requires you to know about it.
Yes.
Without knowing about that, you cannot criticize a thought.
David Hume.
Yes.
You know, he had rebuttals against David Hume.
They were not simple people. Till now, people, most of the, you may say, the modern civilization are following these thought.
Yes.
In the economics, in sociology, in all fields of human being, all fields of humanities, they are following, or they are student of these school of thought. So for someone like Allama Ja'fari to criticize these thought, you have to understand, you have to master, and then start criticizing.
Yes.
Why you conduct such works on these philosophies, these new school of thought? Because you have this concern for the future of human being.
That's right.
And this is something which is evident in his works.
That's all right. Especially, as we said, the commentary that he wrote on Nahjul Balagha in 27 volumes, which is very much outstanding. He just takes one trace or sign from Nahjul Balagha and then continue with explanation on that from different angles in the society. Also the commentary that he wrote on Masnavi and Ma'navi, and also trying to very much be concerned with the relation between science and religion. You know, al-ilm wa-deen. And this is important, isn't it, Sheikh Ziyaniya?
You know, Allama Ja'fari is trying to fix the problem of the human being. What is that? He says that, in my opinion, human being does not have 1 million problems in his life, in his history, but he has only a single problem. What is that? He has committed this mistake that he has lost the target and the goal of his life. That's why Allama Ja'fari is trying to put a bridge between the philosophy, or between the spirituality, I mean philosophy, Islamic philosophy, and spirituality and science.
That's right.
You know, he feels that science, from the side of its, you know, materialistic side, has banned human being from his, you know, progress.
That's right.
And he believes that human being's real progress is in spirituality. For example, one of the Greek philosophers that had discussions with Allama Ja'fari in Greece, he says that the late Allama Ja'fari was having problem with modern technology. Why? Because he was believing that modern technology is a barrier in front of human being to, you know, not allow him to progress.
Of course, I believe that this professor has not understood the idea of Allama Ja'fari completely.
Okay.
Because, you know, Allama Ja'fari was not against technology, because he was the one who was flying all over the world by planes, using technology to get connection with people.
Yes.
So he was not against technology completely, but he was against the technology that was freezing human being in materialistic side of his life.
That's all right.
Not allowing him to promote in spirituality. But this professor that is saying this, again, he says that after the demise of late Allama Ja'fari, he says that, let me cry for him, because he was a great figure that was a prominent scholar regarding philosophy. Beside, he always was, you know, having smile on his face, mm-hmm. and was welcoming people to have discussions, even when he was not agree with them.
That's right. This is really important. And in the Farsi lectures that we listen to, you know, Allama Ja'fari, his tone, you know, the jovial, friendly tone that he had on member attracted so many people, especially the public and the young people, the stories that he mentions. And this made him how much a philosopher whose main technical language might be very much sophisticated and difficult can make connection with the people. Usually the philosophers in the world cannot make a good connection with the ordinary people because of the type of language they have. But Allama Ja'fari, I think, was, in terms of the Islamic philosophy, was an exception. And the look that he had, I think, in philosophy, mysticism, is very much outstanding. This is why I think made him very much interested to have connection with the outstanding scientists of his time in Iran, especially Professor Mahmoud Hesabi. We know that he was among the outstanding scholars and the university professors in the field of physics. And that's why Allama Ja'fari had connection with him. For 24 years, he attended the gatherings at the house of Professor Hesabi. They had interaction and really strange, at the same time, exceptional personality. So, Sheikh Mahtabi, your final remarks on Allama Mohammad Taghi Ja'fari.
For the final words, I have to say, at the same time when we're talking about this interaction that he had with the philosophers, we see how he was also connected to the traditional scholars of Hawza, like mm-hmm. the interaction that he has with Allama Amini.
Yes.
So these two different personalities, Allama Amini, you may call him as one of the traditional scholars.
Yes.
At the same time, he keeps his communication with someone like Allama Mohammad Taghi Ja'fari.
That's
so
right.
He was kind of a popular mm-hmm. scholar,
yes,
in different fields of study.
That's all right. The connection that he had with the late Imam Khomeini, also, you know, his support for the Islamic Republic of Iran, his presence during the war among the soldiers and the troops, you know, against the Basir regime, you know, these are all made him very much different. I can call him a practical philosopher, you know, a person whose main field of study made him very much secluded from the society, but not. He was among the people, and at the age of 23, after receiving this ijaza, you know, for ijtihad, which is very much young age, you know, and this makes him, I think, he was a prodigy, I think, he was a genius in this field. You know, he starts his scholarly studies all around the world. We've missed him in the year 1377, according to the solar calendar. The Ayatollah Abdullah Javadi Amali prayed on his body, and he was taken into the city of Mashhad, and he was buried in vicinity of the tomb of Imam al-Reza in the city of Mashhad. May Allah bless his soul, and so many of his students are still active in the field of Islamic philosophy, mysticism, Islamic knowledge all across the world. But I think this line that he followed, that is to show the Shiite Islam and the Shiite philosophy and the Shiite mysticism to the world and making connection with the scholars from the other religions is really appreciable and really admirable. Thank you much, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya, for your discussions regarding the late Allama Muhammad Taghi Jafari. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you much, dear listeners, too, for listening to us. This is The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, you can visit our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. The previous episodes of the program, The Teacher, are free to download on our website. To another episode and another Shiite dignitary and a scholar, fi amanillah, God bless you all.